Halloween again.
The leaves change. It's autumn, right? That means Halloween, $6.8 billion, the magic number. That's how much the National Retail Federation says we'll spend on All Hallows Eve this year. It's just one day in October, but the hype starts early, folks. Candy is in the stores in September, and some start even earlier. Ruby's makes and ships millions of costumes to Walmart, Kmart, and Toys R Us, from design to production to the customer. It starts here.
Halloween is very much affected by the toy industry, what's hot in the movies, and even current events.
Last year, Star Wars, The Phantom Menace was big. This year, it's more mixed.
I'm going to be a genie.
You can't forget standbys like Superman, Barbie, and...
A Grim Reaper.
And Halloween's traditional cast of characters always gets its due.
I'm going to be a mummy.
84% of kids under 15 will don a disguise for the day, but it's not just for them. 26% of adults will join in the fun.
I want to get out of your ordinary life and be somebody else for a change.
We'll spend an average of $27 per costume. To some, money well spent. To others, a little too much.
I think all holidays have kind of gone overboard, and Halloween is one of them.
I'm an adult, still my favorite holiday.
Spooky World is a Halloween theme park employing 400 people in Foxborough, Massachusetts. It all started 9 years ago with a hayride. They've added 4 haunted houses and 3 museums. Only on weekends in October, 10,000 thrill seekers a night dare to be scared. And for $23.50 each, they want their money's worth.
Each year, the popularity increases, and the bar, the level of customer satisfaction increases. That the guest is actually looking for us to excel and go to the next step.
A little further south, look at these New Jersey homes. 57% of us decorate our houses. Magazine cover stories and storefronts fuel the holiday as a decorating event. Salem, Massachusetts, known for its witches and haunted happenings, bring a quarter of a million people to visit, generating $30 million in income just for October. That's a major impact for a city of 38,000 people.
I get lots of candy. It's fun.
Then the sweet stuff, the candy commodity exchanged on the neighborhood market. 8 in 10 parents will give out candy, spending $2 billion on treats. 35% of all the candy sold in a year is sold now. It's a sure thing for candy makers.
Halloween is going to happen whether it rains or whether it snows. And from a candy manufacturer's point of view, the goods are going to be sold ahead of time.
And after trick-or-treating is over, the celebrating isn't. A third of adults will attend parties. And with all the money spent on a single day, for many, the cost of shedding inhibitions is a small price to pay.
I'll never grow out of it, I guess.